This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a Boosie show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with the chief nutrition officer of a company that was founded with safety in mind. I will tell you all about her and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors. Hi, I'm Isabel Alvarez-Arada, the host of Covered in Pet Hair. You know the expression, cats have nine lives? Well, what if you could give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With Spay and Neuter. Spaying and neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a pet parent, an entrepreneur. She's a clinical pet nutritionist, an herbalist, and the owner of Fetch RI, a holistic pet boutique and supply store in Richmond, Rhode Island. She's an adventure seeker, a foodie, a wine snob, and an adrenaline junkie. She lives in Rhode Island with her husband, her dog Lola, and her cat Henry. She's a fan of therapeutic mushrooms for everyone. And she is Jonna Devereaux with Bow Wow Labs. Welcome, Jonna. How are you? It's so good to have you on the show.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope I said Devereaux properly. Did I?
Absolutely.
I totally forgot to check with you, but I mean, I speak French, so hopefully I would get that right. All right. Well, I am thrilled to meet you. I can't wait to learn more about Bow Wow Labs. It's a great name. It rolls off the tongue. You guys have some fun products that we are going to dig into. But before we do all that, I would like to introduce our drinking game today. So anybody at home participating in our drinking game, anytime you hear this word.
The secret word is Lola.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying. It's a fun game to keep you on with us, following the storyline, following the conversation, maybe a little boozy, maybe just take a sip of your tea. But whenever you hear that word, take a sip, never drink and drive, always drink responsibly. And if you're in the U.S., make sure you're of age, 21 and over only, please. So are you joining us with something boozy today for our Boozy Pet Podcast?
I am. I have some boozy kombucha. So Ooh, cheers.
I love it. Cheers. I love kombucha. I love that it's just enough booze to be over the counter, but there is a little bit of alcohol in there. And honestly, I just like the flavor of it because I love like vinegary flavors. So kombucha
and,
is
well,
really-
and it's multifaceted, right? So besides all of that, it's also doing some great stuff for your gut.
Yes. Yes. So it's not just, you know, some people are like, it's all sugar. I'm like, no, it's not. There's some good stuff in there, right?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. There's a lot of high sugar kombuchas out there. So I stick to the lower sugar, which the lower sugar, you actually need the sugar for it to ferment, which is actually giving it the probiotic activity. So, you know, I guess there's good in some and there's bad in others. So,
yeah, it always comes down to the brand and who makes it and what's in that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm actually having a boozy iced coffee today because I needed the booze and I needed the caffeine today. So here's to you. Thank you for joining me for the show.
Thank you.
I, of course, did my research before we started this, before in preparation for our chat. And I went on the Bow Wow Labs website and I found a lot of really fun language. So I'm going to invite you to play a game with me today. And it's called Bow Wow Vocab. And I want you to tell me and the audience what these words mean. And I'm sure you're going to be super familiar with them, but some of us need a little translation here. Are you ready to play?
I'm a little nervous, but yes, let's go.
No, you're going to be just fine. Okay, the first one is Bow Wow Buddy.
So the Bow Wow Buddy, that's our safety device. It is the founding product for Bow Wow Labs that prevents dogs from choking on that last bit of a long-term chew or from an intestinal obstruction from it.
Good stuff. Okay, Epic Chew.
The Epic Chew is just what it says. It's an epic chew that allows dogs the chewing experience and lots of goodies at the same time.
Collagen Stick.
So kind of self-explanatory. A collagen stick is made from the corium layer of a cow, and it's a really high-protein single-ingredient treat for dogs to chew on.
Braided Esophagus.
Exactly what it sounds like. It's the esophagus from an animal that has been air-dried and braided, and it's a yummy, delicious treat for dogs of all sizes.
I'm sure it is. It's not something I would give my dog inside the house. It sounds like something she needs to eat in the patio, but I'm sure she would love it.
I mean, esophagus is a very short-term chew, so you're only getting like 3 to 5 minutes out of it, and it doesn't stink because of the way that it's been air-dried. So it could be an indoor chew, but technically depends on what you're trying to get out of it.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Okay, Esophagus Flex.
Same thing as an esophagus braid, except they're not braided.
Oh, cool. Okay. Chew meter.
A chew meter is basically, how does your dog chew? Are they a gentle mouth, or are they an aggressive chewer, or are they like a mild middle down the road type of chewer? So that's how you identify what your dog is and what chews they should get.
Fork lung.
Kind of self-explanatory. It is the lung of a pig.
Is it the whole lung?
No, it's broken down into bite-sized snack treats that dogs find irresistible. It's a single ingredient treat that's going to be high in protein and low in fat. So it's great for dogs that need novel proteins or just want a nice, yummy treat.
Okay, last one, Wagger Wafers.
Waggy Wafers.
So
Waggy Wafers are a limited ingredient treat that comes in 3 different flavors that we created that helps with hip and joint. One has probiotics in it, and one is just like a yummy treat with cranberries, but dogs go crazy over them.
Okay, so tell me about Bow Wow Labs. What kind of business is it? What kind of company is it? And how long has it been around?
The company started in 2018. So we're about, 6 years now? Mm-hmm. And we are an online company that really was founded because of the inventor of the Bow Wow Buddy. His dog had choked on the last inch of a bully stick, and he rushed his dog to the veterinary facility that was nearby. And luckily, they were able to save the dog, right? Which is fantastic. And as he was getting ready to walk out the door, he asked the vet, what should I be doing? How can I give my dog's bully stick safely? And his vet said, don't.
Yeah.
He said, well, that's not really an option because it provides a lot of benefits, the act of chewing. And so he went home, and he and his wife started looking on the internet and found that vice grips were the only recommended way of holding bully sticks. And they said, that's not acceptable. That's going to be a cracked tooth, obviously, or something worse. And they started going to town and designing the prototype for the Bow Wow Buddy, which is a lovely little device that this is the last inch of a bully stick, which, you know, anything can really be a choking hazard if it's the wrong size. And so you put the bully stick inside and you screw it down. It holds it in. And that's really what started the entirety of the company, was keeping dogs safe while allowing them to engage in their favorite pastime of chewing.
Yes, and biologically appropriate, which we're going to talk about. Okay, so how long have you been with the company, and how did you end up on the team?
So I joined the company almost 5 years ago. I had been named a trendsetter in the pet space because of my herbal use with pets by a magazine, and Bow Wow Labs found me and said, you know, let's have a conversation. And it was a nice dance, like 3 or 4 months going back and forth, because I had a lot on my plate, but I understood inherently the need for this product. I mean, I knew even in my store, pet parents would come in saying, I need a long-term chew, but it can't be a bully stick because either there had been like a $3,000 surgery because it was obstructed. So I knew firsthand that this was something that every single pet parent out there needed. And so I've never looked back.
Yeah, it sounds like a great partnership. And you mentioned this already, that it started with this experience, but it's also evolved into more than just a bully stick company. So how did that all come together over only really 7 years?
Yeah, well, so I mean, at the end of the day, what happened was COVID, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, there was this huge issue with supply and demand. And we, unlike ever before, with people being at home and more people lovingly adopting dogs and getting them out of shelters, were looking to engage their dogs in a different way because of boredom, having to stay inside, not being able to run out and about. And there was a huge strain on the biologics of bully sticks because, in case your listeners don't know, it is the penis of a bull. So it's not like you can produce 50 of these on one cow. It's one per bull. So there was a huge supply issue. And we realized that it's not just about bully sticks. It's about yak cheese chews or, you know, any of these other collagen sticks or other chews that dogs are chewing on when they get down to that last inch. It is really a hazard. So we ended up expanding and redesigning the interior hole and some of the features on the Bow Wow Buddy, and then realized, well, there's other things that we can do. And one of them is supplementation, right? So how can we help pet parents with supplementation, which is how we came up with the Epic Chew. So the Epic Chew is a new deliverable form of supplementation that provides the benefits of chewing, oral health, et cetera. But it also supplies, you know, it has kelp and arrowroot and spirulina and decaf green tea. So it's a really high antioxidant. So the idea being is that while you're giving your dog the experience of chewing and all that comes with it, let's give them supplements as well, because any dog parent out there knows dogs can be really finicky with how they take supplements that are supposed to help them stay healthy.
Yes, absolutely. And just out of curiosity, how long does an Epic Chew last usually for your average chewer?
Yeah, so it depends on the dogs, but about 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes would be about the normal range.
So it's very digestible. It's not like one of these things that there could break a tooth on, that could be like something that they swallow too big a piece and it becomes an obstruction. In 20 minutes, you're looking at something that's digestible. Would you
100%,
agree? 100%, yeah. So I'm going to ask you some questions about what pet parents should look out for when they're purchasing chews. But let's take a break right here. We'll hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to dig into the biology of chewing, why dogs chew, and what pet parents need to do to ensure that they don't have an experience like the founder of Bow Wow Labs. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with Jonna.
Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I'm speaking to Jonna Devereaux, who is the Chief Nutrition Officer of Bow Wow Labs, and she's here to talk about their chews, what makes their chews special, different, and safe, but also why dogs like to chew. So, Jonna, if you're on board, I would like to play a second game with you, and it's called Why Dogs Chew. And I'm giving you 1 minute on this handy-dandy clock here for you to just list as many things as you can in 1 minute, of many reasons as you can think of why dogs just like to chew. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So it satisfies their natural instinct to chew. That is what they normally do. It beats boredom. It provides mental stimulation. And it actually, instinctually, it actually helps with their teeth and oral health. There's lots of nutrition out in the wild. When dogs were going after prey, the bones would provide a lot of nutrients and vitamins and minerals. And that's really all I got.
Well, I think that the most important thing, and you got 30 seconds in, but I think the most important thing is they like it, right? Like they just enjoy it. I know there are good chewing and bad chewing, right? Do you want to give us like a breakdown of what is considered like good chewing, positive chewing, like what you're saying about the bones in the wild versus chewing that could be a concern?
I mean, destructive chewing is something that I think should raise awareness in the pet parent, right? So you have chewing that is serving a purpose and that is cleaning their teeth and engaging their brain. And again, to what you just said, you know, they're enjoying it. That's what they would naturally be doing. But then you have the destructive. And when I say aggressive, I don't mean that they're chewing too fast necessarily, but they're really aggressive what they're chewing, or they're chewing inappropriate items. So for instance, if you have a dog that is going after rocks, right? If they're chewing on rocks, that could be a sign of a mineral deficiency, something that they're not getting in their diet. If you have a dog that is destroying toys, that could be a sign of frustration. So it depends on the destructive chewing, what they're going after. A lot of times we have, unfortunately, we've seen a huge rise in anxiety and stress in dogs. I happen to think a lot of that falls on the food that they're eating, the lack of exercise that they're getting, because we all as humans have just gotten so much busier. When I happen to think about taking my dog Lola for a walk, which I do twice a day, she gets about 5 miles. It's her walk, but it's also my walk where I get to kind of decompress and detach from the hustle and bustle. So I think it's just how you look at it. And I don't want to ever make anyone feel like I'm judging them. But at the same point in time, if you have a dog that is well balanced, right, and they're getting the exercise and they're getting a good diet and they're getting that mental stimulation, you really wouldn't get a destructive chewer. So
for sure. Absolutely. It's funny because I feel like there's averages and then there's extremes, right? So whenever we see an extreme chewer, like I remember when I was a professional pet sitter dog walker, there was a puppy who chewed through drywall, right? Like he was a puppy. So would that be considered normal chewing? Maybe. Well, he eventually grew up to be like a normally well-adjusted dog, but he wasn't ready to be let out in the house by himself unsupervised. So it just depends.
When I think about that type of thing, you think about the microbiome and all that we know and the specific gut-brain axis. And you think when a puppy is going after that type of inappropriate item, is there something wrong in their gut microbiome? Which doesn't mean, it probably means that their mother was not being fed the right food, right?
Right.
And so they weren't set up appropriately. So everything is unique. I never like to generalize because I really feel it's about the animal individual in front of you. So it makes it hard to answer these types of questions in a general format. But that actually makes sense to me when dogs start going after that type of stuff.
Right.
There's something possibly nutritionally going
on. Yeah, he could have potentially chewed the couch, but he chose the wall, right? Like it is indicative of something going on. But I've also seen dogs like chew through things during fireworks when they have noise phobia or separation anxiety. They don't chew when you're home, but they destroy your pillow and then you come home to like down feathers all over the place because you've been gone for 20 minutes, or all these things are indicative of something going on. It's like some chewing is normal. These extreme behaviors, they kind of bring our attention to something going on, and they should be red flags. Would you agree?
Definitely a red flag. So people say all the time, oh, I wish my animals could talk to me. Like they talk to us all the time. They communicate to us all the time. It's our eyes open.
Yes.
We're actually seeing it. So yes, it is indicative that something needs to be looked at more closely. Now, does it always have to be that something's bad? No. I mean, dogs are really sensitive and they're energy beings. So it could be that you just moved the darn couch or you brought in a new rug that they don't like. Like it doesn't always mean that there's something bad. It's just how they're kind of exhibiting that they don't like the change and they're trying to communicate it with you, right? With my little girl Lola, when she was younger, she was so tiny because I had rescued her and she was like 2.5 pounds at like 8 weeks. It was so malnourished. And I was basically bringing her in to foster her. And of course, we were foster failing like 24 hours. So like whatever. But she was so tiny. And my boy Diego at the time was a 90-pound, you know, American Staffordshire Terrier. And he would never do anything to hurt her. But the size difference was so huge that we've had her in a crate for like the first year whenever she was eating or when we were at home. And when we moved that crate, it caused her such distress when we were trying to train her out of it. So it was actually, we were trying to take positive steps in a direction of giving her more freedom, but we were going at it too fast. So she was telling us by inappropriately behaving in specific ways, whoa, slow down, right?
Yes.
Like that was my safe space. So it's just paying attention. And if you don't know what your dog is telling you, there's a lot of pet people out there. Sometimes perspective is everything. You know, don't give up. Just go find someone and talk to everyone out there that you need to.
Yes.
And you figure out what it is that's going on and bring a trainer in if you need to. But again, not all trainers work the same way. And not all trainers are going to understand the behavior as the dog is trying to communicate it.
Right. Because you're a holistic minded pet person. And you know firsthand what nutrition can do to behavior and vice versa.
Right.
So I would imagine that you prefer to work with a holistically minded dog trainer as well.
Well, yes. Again, I don't judge anyone, but I don't think that medication is the first step. I don't think
getting
a dog Prozac is the step that we need to take. I think there's a lot of things that you try beforehand, whether that be, you know, working with a behaviorist, changing their diet, giving them some herbal supplements to calm them or some therapeutic mushrooms that can help them. But as a holistic person and as an herbalist, it's not about putting a Band-Aid on stuff, right? I want to know what is the root cause
yes.
of the issue. And once you identify the root cause, then you can come up with a plan and you can have adjunct therapies. And there are going to be times that you might need something conventional to help you get to that next step.
Yeah.
But I don't think you just put a dog on something and leave that for them for the rest of their lives. Like that's
Agreed.
Just not the way I think about it.
100% agree with you. So I want to specifically talk about bully sticks. You mentioned, which by the way, I did not know, that bully sticks are bull
penis.
Okay. So what makes your bully stick different than the one that the founder's dog choked on?
So they're no different.
Got it.
As far as they're all bull penises, right?
Got
it. So it's all fibrocartilaginous tissue. The difference is that we actually sort and hand select the bully sticks so that they fit the device.
Got it.
That you end up buying. So ours are all, you know, grass-fed, grass-finished cows. They all have no hormones, no steroids, nothing like that. So as far as we're concerned, you know, they are a premium bully stick because
yes.
I hate to say this, but there are companies out there that treat bully sticks with chemicals to get rid of an odor, even though there is a natural way you can do that. And let's just be honest, right? No dog should be ingesting a chemical ever.
No.
So if there's an option to stay away from chemicals, please do.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. And do you find, so like if I were to go right now and order the Bow Wow Buddy and the bully stick, they work together in
yes.
conjunction. Do you find that younger dogs are more chewers? Like I have a 13-year-old dog and we don't really do a lot of bully stick type things. Do you think she would take to it pretty well, even though she doesn't have a lot of experience with that particular product or the way that it's set up with the Bow Wow Buddy?
So it depends on the dog. There are some dogs, the way that we've designed the Bow Wow Buddy, it's so they can put their paws right on it and kind of get in and navigate and bite at it.
So
with
smart.
A 13-year-old dog that doesn't really chew a lot, my first inclination would be how are her teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because as dogs get older and depending on her size, I mean, if she's a small dog at 13 years old, her teeth might be a little bit different than, you know, a lab that's 90 pounds.
Yeah.
But what I would imagine is if your dog hasn't participated in a lot of chewing events, they will most likely go after a very palatable bully stick and a Bow Wow Buddy, but you might see some bleeding gums, just like with humans. If you don't floss and
right.
you suddenly go to floss because you're going to the dentist, you're like, oh my God, everything's bleeding. Well, you might see some of that. That wouldn't be anything to be alarmed about, but you know, you'd want to obviously pay attention. And of course, even with a safety device, you never want to just give it to them and then walk out the door.
Like exactly right.
I don't care how safe, they're still animals. You wouldn't leave a kid that way. You know what I mean? So as far as I'm concerned, they're my kids. So you'd want to stay around and pay attention. Some dogs, if they have a noise aversion, you know, you mentioned the dogs that like have those issues when like thunder happens or whatnot, they may not, well, let's say this, they may be a little hesitant. So one of the things that you could do is either take some coconut oil and kind of rub it on the inside. The bully stick you would think should be enough, but some
yeah.
dogs are like, wait, what is that? Right? Like, what are you bringing into my house? So just desensitizing them to the device is going to be worth its weight in gold, because then you'll have hopefully years of chewing opportunities and all the benefits that we talked about that come along with it.
For the really passionate
intense.
Yes. Those that really like to just go to town, would you recommend the Bully Stick or the Epic Chew?
I would recommend the Bully Stick.
Those are a little harder.
Yeah. Well, they are, just because in their nature, the tissue that makes it up, right? So a biologic is always going to be, depending on where it comes from, obviously, more durable than something that is kind of baked, right?
Right.
It's just the nature of the ingredients as they come about. But if you have a very passionate, intense chewer, you might, depending on the size, you might want to go from like a 6-inch Bully Stick, you might want to do a 12-inch Bully Stick. And I also recommend, for those people that have small dogs that are more intense chewers, get a 12-inch Bully Stick. You can give them multiple chewing opportunities, right? It doesn't mean that you have to give it to them and then they have to consume it in one sitting.
Yeah.
You just want to practice, you know, you want to kind of rinse it off and put it in the refrigerator just because of the bacteria that would be in their mouth. But yes.
Oh, great idea. Great tip. What should pet parents be wary of, other than the chemicals, other than the fact that just giving them a Bully Stick is a choking hazard, depending on the size? What other things have you seen in retail shops that you're like, uh-oh, like, this is not a good idea?
Well, I mean, so a few things. Anything can be a choking hazard, right? We know this even as humans, that you can choke on a piece of steak that we eat on a regular basis. So you just always want to be cognizant of what you're giving them. Specifically, I am not a fan of rawhides because of the numerous chemicals and toxins, but also as they're chewing it, it oftentimes comes unrolled. Same thing with a pig ear. What has happened, and it actually happened to me with Lola, which, I mean, if it happens to me, it just goes to show you can happen to everyone.
Yes.
So Lola was having a pig ear. And of course, I'm always within, you know, 30 feet. I can always see her visually to make certain. And all of a sudden, went radio silent. I'm like, whoa. My mom antenna went up and I went over to her and her eyes were like wide. The pig ear actually covered her airway. So she was unable to breathe and I had to go in and do a finger sweep. So a lot of the things that we think aren't going to cause a problem can. Thank God I always am with her when she's having a chew.
Yes.
Because that would have been, I would have come home to her not being alive.
For sure.
So I always practice precautions, always. And maybe I'm too far down the rabbit hole, but if you wouldn't give it to a baby to chew on or to potentially digest, don't give it to your dog. So I don't like things that you're supposed to chew on that are made of plastic. Those pieces of plastic, and I'm not going to name
them. Yeah, no, I agree. I've never found those.
Come off and they get ingested. They are now a toxin in your dog's GI tract. They're causing inflammation in the body, potentially little micro fissure tears.
Mm-hmm.
So there are now new products made of wood. I also don't want my dog chewing on a stick, so I'm not going to give my dog something made of wood. So just like those types of things, again, I'm way down that rabbit hole. Some people may say it's fine. I agree.
No. The plastic thing I've never understood it, because we're always talking about like microplastics in the fish and how bad it is. And then we're like, here, dog, chew on this.
Right.
So like you can create your own microplastics in your mouth.
So let's make certain that we do filtered water that are not in plastic bottles to our dogs, but go chew on plastic, please.
Exactly. It never made sense to me. I was like, I feel like no matter how hard that is, they're still like getting some of that plastic in their system. And I just don't like the thought of that. I also wanted to mention, I think there may be some pet parents watching who aren't super familiar with why we don't do wooden sticks to chew. What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, wooden sticks could splinter, right? And so they can get stuck between the teeth and the gums. They could also potentially, depending on the splinter, could cause tears down the esophagus or further down into their GI tract. And they can get compacted. So depending on how often your dog chews, it could get compacted because their bodies can't break that down. So they either have to pass it, right? Which hopefully they would, but and we also think, you know, when we think about wood, a lot of dogs don't necessarily chew on sticks, I don't feel. They like try to play fetch and then they even break them up. But what I hear a lot of are dogs going after mulch. And that's a whole different problem. Is the mulch colored? Like there are so many, has it been treated to keep weeds from coming up? So it's just in general, not a good idea to encourage your dogs to chew on something that you don't want them chewing on when you're not around.
For sure. It's so funny that you said, like, if you wouldn't let your baby chew, like, eat it. And I've never looked at the stuff that we feed our pets that way. And I know kibble is something, it's like a necessary evil for a lot of people. And I'm not going to go there. But like, when you think about any of the supplementary things, like if you wouldn't eat it, you wouldn't chew on it like a stick. our mouths are really not that different. When you think about it, they too have gums, they too have tongues and gums and things that could puncture. It's a really good kind of like way to evaluate things. Like, first of all, would I eat this? Second of all, is it safe for me? Because maybe I wouldn't eat esophagus, but at least if I did, it'd probably be digestible.
It would be completely digestible, especially for a facultative carnivore, which is what dogs are.
Exactly.
So, and even to the point of kibble, you know, variety of kibble. It, you know, when we think about it and people say they feed their dog the same kibble day in and day out. And to your point, I'm not going to go into kibble and, you know, all that comes out of that. That's not this show. But changing up kibble is going to provide different nutrients and, you know, different vitamins and minerals, different proteins that have different amino acids, you know. And how boring is it to eat the same thing over and over? Now, dogs are opportunists, so they will, right? They
yeah.
will eat. Regardless of what you put down. So all those people that are going, oh, my dog will eat anything. Yeah, of course they will, because they're dogs. But you could be doing a very simple and subtle change out by even just, you know, buying a different flavor within the brand line. If your dog has a sensitive stomach and you're afraid of switching brands, you don't have to switch brands. Just choose different proteins within the line. So there's a lot that can be done.
I love that so much. Okay, so before we wrap it up, is there anything new in the works for BowWow Labs that I should be aware of?
There are a lot of things that are coming up and down the pipeline. We are working on a expanded safe fit chew line. So it'll be more than just the Bully 6 and the Collagen 6. We are going to be introducing yak cheese chews and a few other chews that I can't speak about yet. But stay tuned because they're ready to hit Q3 or Q4 of 2024.
Amazing. And how can we learn more about BowWow Labs? And if I have anybody listening from Rhode Island, about your store.
So BowWowLabs.com is the easiest way. We're also on social media as at BowWow Labs. So that's BowWowLabs. And if you want to check out my store, it is FetchRI.
Awesome. All right. Well, I want to propose a toast to you for being my guest, for having this great conversation with me.
Cheers.
Here's to you. I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And to our audience for joining us for these awesome conversations. I hope you and your passionate chewer enjoyed listening. And I hope you check out BowWow Labs to get yourself some safe and effective and delicious chews. I'm about to do the same for Kira. She's right here waiting to go on her walk. And she's like, what did I hear about delicious collagen and esophagus and such? So here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everyone.
To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube and rate us 5 stars on any of the podcasting platforms. It helps get this message, this show, out to more pet parents just like you. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.